Well, I made it home from camping trip in one piece, which was in question about 3 o'clock this morning when I heard beasties out in the woods. they were loud and clumsy, so they obviously weren't predators. Anyway, I did enjoy the recordings you sent me. Especially that one today. It was very exciting. And I was more than just a little wet. I was drenched. You have that effect on me. But it's nice to hear things beyond that. When you talk about yourself. You know, when people are going through heartache like yours, it's hard to know exactly what to say, because nothing you say actually makes it any better, but sometimes just knowing someone's there to listen. But I really like being the one there to listen for you. I have come to greatly admire you and your work and your voice. And getting to know you, the teacher, not surprised. I've always pictured you that way. Sitting behind a desk, books all over the place. That studious look on your face, and your glasses are slid down your nose, and you're concentrating hard on what you're reading. Just this image I get of you. I don't know. I don't know how old you are. And you know what? That doesn't matter. I'm not exactly a spring chicken myself. I will be 36 in, I don't know, 10 days actually. My birthday's on the 28th. Sometimes I feel old, sometimes I feel young. I think it just depends. I think love. Love always makes us feel young and giddy. But I didn't always get a chance to stop and record and tell you what I'm thinking in that manner as much as I'd like. I have a house full of people. So getting alone time is very rare. Wow, I just realized I say a lot. Because I didn't really plan what I was going to say. I just started talking. Because, well, it seems fun. Kind of unscripted, off the cuff, rambling what's in my head, which by and large can be a scary place. Not really for me, but for people I've been told. I am. I really enjoyed the effect of listening to you next to that campfire last night. It seems like the perfect setting. It was a cool night, a warm fire, and there was no other lights because we were out in the middle of nowhere. Not really the kind of camping I normally do. I'm kind of spoiled to tend to camp more like a princess in a very unrustic kind of way. I have a big pavilion tent and a fancy cot and all of the nice camping amenities, but my camping style is not the normal kind. I tend to do my camping with, you know, a couple hundred people at a time. it's this hobby group I'm in. I don't know if you've ever heard of the SCA, Society for Creative Anachronism. I'd never heard of it before I joined it, but we recreate medieval things, events, crafting, fighting. I do mostly crafting. I'm not really good at any of them. I do a lot of them, though. I'm jack of all trades, master of none. But I've gotten completely off subject now. I was thinking about that quote that you said that hangs around above your desk. You don't know a man until you know his story. I like that. I think it's perfect. I would like to know your story. I'm collecting the pieces as you reveal them to me. Like some big jigsaw puzzle that eventually will make up this image of you. Very distinguished, sexy image of you. I don't know what it is. Something about you completely intrigues me. Your voice, your poetry, the beautiful words that you share with me. Sorry, I've been all over the place, jumping from subject to subject. My privacy is going to come to an end very soon. I don't know if you'll get this in the morning or in the afternoon or before you go to bed. I don't pretend to have a clue when you check or listen. And being all the way over here in the middle of the United States, there's quite a difference in our times and things of that nature. So, just wanted to say hi. And how much I like getting your messages. Have a beautiful day or a sultry night, and just know that I'll be thinking about you.